What's up, what's up, what's up? This is Miss Vibes, and you're listening to Miss Vibes on that frequency. I know I haven't been here for a minute. And I just had a lot going on. But it doesn't mean I should disown one of my passions, and that's spreading the vibes, spreading advice, and spreading love. So I'm definitely going to work on being more persistent on putting episodes up. And I appreciate everyone who listens, even if it's one, two, or three. This episode, I want to talk about old personality versus new personality. So in my manifestation book, I have two columns. So I have old personality and, of course, new personality. So I'm going to share with you all what I want to leave in my old personality. So this meaning that how my personality was before, what I was, you know, taking, and what I was dealing, you know, what I was accepting. Basically, so with old personality, I put pain in my body, very insecure, worrying about other people, anxious, closed mouth, waking up late, not being authentic. Now, I'm reading a book called Becoming Supernatural by Dr. Joe Dispenza. I hope I'm saying it correctly. And it's a great fucking book. If you're on your spiritual journey, if you're just working on having a new mentality, I feel like that's the book you should read, because it's really an eye-opener. I'm up to the beginning, and I'm in awe with the book. And that's where I actually got the old personality and new personality. So I have a quote from the book, and it said, "The disease existed in the old personality. By thinking, acting, and feeling differently, Anna reinvented a new self." That really stuck with me, because it made me realize that you don't have to stay in your old personality. You don't have to stay in your past. You don't even have to stay with certain issues with your body, or your mental, or your emotional. You could really change your mind, your spirit, your aura, to become new. That includes thinking differently, being positive, and you don't have to be positive 24/7, but being honest with self as well. Focusing on you, not worried, period, honestly. Bringing life to self, eating better, doing better, becoming better. And just being mindful how you feel with certain things, certain people, certain environments. And understanding the being you are to live a fulfilled life. So with the new personality, I'm bringing in thinking in freedom, secure, clear-minded, speaking up, private, authentic, letting go. Now, with all these things I have listed, I feel that my new personality could bring that about. I feel I'm able to work on that to achieve those things that I wrote down. It all it takes is you to change self, even though a lot of people may say it's difficult or it's not something they're used to, or you could feel uncomfortable, or you're just stuck in certain ways. You gotta understand that in order to live a refreshing life or a life of your own, You had to do sacrifices. You had to be disciplined. You had to keep going. You can't listen to naysayers. You can't focus on the past. You can't be worried about the future. You gotta be in the present and understand who you are and where you're going in life. So, even if you're a person that's worried about the future, you gotta know that your future is gonna be bright and not have any worry. And if you believe in higher power, God, positive ancestors, you know that everything will work out. But you have to vision that. You have to manifest that. You have to work towards that. I didn't like certain things in my own old personality that I was projecting in my world. Because as you know, you have your own world, and what's inside of you is created outside of you, right? So, with that being said, I didn't like certain scenarios that I had in my life. I didn't like feeling depressed or anxious because of what I put myself in. I didn't like having unhappy thoughts or having my mind on overdrive. That's not a life I want to live. And I decided to be mindful of that and understand that I don't have to live that life if I don't want to. I have a choice, and my choice was to change. I think, I know it's not an easy journey, but it's a journey that is worth it. You understand? When you think of it like that, you're able to have the capability to change, to transform, instead of just saying, well, I have a long way to go, or I don't know if I could do it. I'm always in the past. I'm in trauma. I am a victim. You know, you gotta say, I'm a conqueror. I'm not always in trauma. I could heal. I know I could do this. I know I could transform. I know I could make the life I want to make. And you got to see what you want to leave in your own personality and what you want to begin in your new one. Your old personality is behind you. You don't have to look back. And if you're looking back, you see, you're seeing how far you have gone, you know. You gotta look forward and understand that it's brightness in front of you, you know. As I'm reaching a new year in about a week or so, I realized that I'm excited for change. I'm excited to start over. I'm excited for newness, if that's a word. I'm just excited for a new outlook on life. You know, this feels different for me. It doesn't feel like how it was before, you know, and I have grown a whole lot. I have put so much more love into myself that I'm very happy for that. However, I know I have more to learn. I need to spend more time in the spiritual world because I need to connect more into my intuition, and I need to build more confidence, and I'm going to do that. But I know certain habits I had, certain people I allowed in my life, certain things I allowed to happen to me, I had to leave that in my old personality and not bring it with me with my new personality. I know I have sung Bag Lady in another episode, but we gotta sing it again. Bag Lady, you gon' hurt your back. Carry on your all those bags like that. I fucked it up, but still, you know what I mean. And it's funny, I didn't even think of the message she was sending in that song until later on. You can't be carrying them bags. Them bags is trauma, worry, issues, drama, negativity, negative thinking, low vibrations. Drop them bitches off in the garbage can. Drop your old personality off. Vision yourself dropping that bitch off, okay? On the side of the curb. You know what I mean? And I'm going to be honest with you. It's going to be a mess. It's going to be a mess. But walk away from it. If you want to light a fire, to burn that bitch, vision it. Envision it. You lighting a fire and burning your old personality, burning that mess. And then it rains to bring that fire down, to even cool you off, right? Because you drop that shit on the curb, you seeing that fire, you have all these plethora of emotions going on with you with seeing that. But now the rain comes down to cool that shit down, and there's nothing but the breeze, I believe. It's nothing there. So now you're able to walk away and start a new life, a new personality. Think about it like that. Old personality versus new personality. If you need to write it down, write it down. And see what you want to leave behind or what you want to bring forward. I hope that resonates with someone. Nothing but peace and blessings.